fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to Fire on the Earth. I'm going to finish today the theme we've had all week, talking about what it means to belong to God. And what a beautiful and freeing and important, not only idea, but reality that is for everyone who has become a disciple of Christ. I mean, Scripture is so clear. At yesterday's program, I was focusing on this passage from 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5, where Paul says, "Examine yourselves to see whether you are holding to your faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Jesus Christ is in you?" Isn't that a wonderful question? It's so important, and it is so true, friends. The more that truth is internalized in your heart and mind, the more the Christian people lay hold of that and believe, wow, this is the central thing of what it means to be Catholic. Because look, so many people who never get this far, who've been baptized and never really get this far, or have taken the time to really pursue the Lord and read God's word and listen to the teaching of the church in such a way that we actually come into understanding who we are as a new creation in Christ, we still live with a kind of, I don't know, half an idea of what it means to be Catholic, or a skewed idea of what it means to be Catholic, maybe kind of even an Old Testament idea or something, where we say, okay, this is what it is. You know, Catholicism is a bunch of rules. It's a bunch of old white guys who, you know, are constantly making rules and trying to take all the fun out of life. Or it's just a man-made thing. Or, look, all kinds of people have these values. I don't have to be a Catholic to be able to know that I'm supposed to be a good person. So people have all kinds of different ideas and impressions about what they think it means to be Catholic. But what the Catholic Church is teaching is exactly what St. Paul is telling us right here. To become a Catholic means you are baptized into Christ, that literally by a miracle of the Holy Spirit, through the help and the wisdom of the church, through the life of the sacraments of the church, what's happened is you have been united to the death of the Son of God on the cross. This deed, this death of Jesus Christ, is the central event, really his death and his resurrection, central event of human history. This is it. Human history has no future apart from the cross of Jesus Christ. Humanity is in a condition of complete and utter slavery, living, as St. Paul said, without hope in the world, in a condition of hopelessness, dominated by the world, the flesh, and the devil, and destined for eternal separation from God. That's the reality. But God did something about it. God sent forth his Son. His Son came and destroyed that whole regime of power, and he brought about something entirely new. And heaven has come to us and said, look, we're offering you. You're being given a free gift, an offer of grace. Christ has saved you. Now, do you want in or don't you? Do you want the new creation or don't you? Do you want what the Son of God has come to offer you, or are you going to stay in your sins? It's up to you. What does it mean then? When I say yes, Jesus, do in me what you, the great physician, know has to be done. To deal with my sin-sick heart. To deal with what is broken in me and alienated from the Father. I'm lost. I will come home. Your will be done. And Jesus said, I'm going to plunge you into the waters of baptism. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to unite you in that sacrament to my cross on Calvary. I'm going to unite you to my sacrifice. I'm dying for you. You are dying with me. Everybody who's going to enter heaven, everybody who's going to become part of the new creation, must be united to the cross of Jesus Christ. That's the one surgical act. That's the one deed that saves us. In baptism, I'm united specifically as a person, not just some sort of symbolic, sort of vague connection. No. In baptism, the King comes to me and unites me to his sacrifice. And he says, Father, I claim this one with my blood. I wash him clean of his alienation from you, of his rebellion before you, and his guilt and his fallen, broken nature. I've come to restore it. I claim him as mine. That's what happens in baptism. That's what Christ is doing in you and for you. And then he deals with that sin sickness in us, and he gives us a new heart. Each one of us receives a new heart. And that gift is Christ himself living within us in the power of the Holy Spirit. He said, I will give you my spirit. He told the woman at the well, and the spirit I'll give will well up in you like a great spring, and you will learn how to worship God. You'll learn how to love him and serve him and belong to him. Paul says, it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Friend, if you're sitting today on this Friday and it's a bad day for you in some way and you're feeling like, wow, life is just not working out for me. Maybe you lost a job. Maybe you'd hate your job. Maybe your marriage is in a big, big battle and it's hard and you feel lonely in your own marriage and struggling with your children, financial pressures. Maybe you're taking care of an elderly parent who has Alzheimer's or is battling with very serious sickness and approaching death. Maybe you're in conflict with friends and you're just really struggling. Well, what the enemy wants you to do is to forget who you are and to forget that Christ has made his home in you and that you belong to God. And he wants you to lose hope. Hope is what? It's that Christ in you, the hope of glory. What Paul is saying very clearly, Christ in you, who is he? He's the Son of God who became one of us, who destroyed the powers of sin and death and the work of the devil, and he now lives in glory, and he's given you the Holy Spirit as a down payment, as a promissory note, as his fundamental commitment to you in covenant, that he's begun the new creation in you. That's the most important thing going on in your life right now. If you're on the other side of life, you're not in the battle, you don't feel like you're in the battle, you just won the lotto, or everything's working great in your life, and your success all over the place, you know, is defining your life. Fine, good. That's going to ultimately pass probably anyway. That's a good thing. Celebrate it. But remember where the real gold is, friend. Remember the most important thing going on in your life, the source of your dignity and the source of your joy that can never be taken away, because what we succeed in, you know what? We can be recognized and successful today, but guess what? 20 years from now, people won't even remember your name. When you die, no one's going to care, really, seriously. So, I mean, other than your few family members, but they'll age and pass away too. The question is, where is everybody passing to? Where are we going? Where will we be in a place we'll never be forgotten? We'll be with one another forever if we want it. How do we know we can get there? Jesus Christ. Where is Jesus Christ? He's alive. He's at the right hand of the Father. He's the first one who's gone from death to life. And he did it for us to create a pathway and a way home to God the Father. And where is he? He's living in glory. You, friend, are called to share in God's own nature. You're called, that longing you have for freedom, that longing for love, that longing for liberation, that even for power in the best sense of that term, not in the worldly sense of that term. Your desire for greatness, for glory, God gave it to you. The psalmist tells us, you were made just a little less than the gods. That's what it means to be made in the image and likeness of God. But it's a reality and a destiny. We can't summon enough power on our own to get there. We've fallen from glory. We can't create glory. Jesus Christ, the firstborn, our brother, the second Adam, lives and dwells in glory. He's absolutely free. The world today is rejecting God and his commandments and our stupidity because what we want is the postmodern surge and dynamic is to obliterate all boundaries. There's no limits to my life and what I can be and where I can go. So much so that even things, friends, like gender becomes a boundary, or marriage is too much of a confining boundary, and the limits of natural birth is too much of a boundary. So we want to be able to be the masters of it all. That's the perversion of what is fundamentally a good desire that's within us. We want to live without boundaries. The fundamental boundary is death. And only Christ has destroyed that boundary and entered into glory. I don't care how many masters of the universe can extend human life, making us half machine, half man, whatever they're trying to do with artificial intelligence, the rest of it, to say, hey, we can add another 50 years, another 100 years onto life. Why? By making us half machines and losing our fundamental dignity? That's, again, that's just an expression of a darkened mind. No matter how long we can keep humanity alive, keep human beings alive, we're eventually going to die. Or we're going to eventually stop being human and be some kind of goofy machine that they're trying to put together. None of it leads to glory. None of it will satisfy your heart. None of it will be absolute freedom. Friends, Jesus is the only one who's obliterated all the boundaries that confine the human mind and heart. He's in absolute freedom and glory. So when Paul says, look, it's Christ in you. What's your dignity? Why should you be rejoicing today? Whether you are on the bottom or whether you're on the top of the heap, whether you're right now experiencing total success at everything you touch, or everything seems to be going wrong. Here's the battle for the person who's on the top of the mountain. Do you actually think your life is worth more than that person who's at the bottom? Do you actually think you have more than the person who's at the bottom? You have more materialism or whatever, but guess what? The only ultimate value, friends, the gift, the dignifying thing, reality, is God. God, not gold, not pleasure, God. Christ has come to make his home in you. And the saints who suffered, who were martyred, who were marginalized, who just lived very hard lives. You think Maximilian Kolbe in Auschwitz, being stripped and abused and starved in a cell where the powers of this world were starving those 10 people, whatever the exact number was, who were going to be sacrificed by the commandant at Auschwitz, who was trying to dominate them with his power, which was nothing, was a total illusion. He stripped them naked. He jailed them. He starved them. He intended for them to lose their minds and devour one another. And in that hellhole, in that place that is a living nightmare and none of us would ever want to go, was a saint, was a free man, was a man who lived in Christ and understood that he had hope in a place where, again, the commandant and all his soldiers were saying, you have no hope. You're in my hands, and I'm going to take away everything from you, and I'm going to take away your life. And it was the light of a renewed mind of a saint, Maximilian Kolbe, who stood in dignity and taught these men in this cell who they were. And instead of maddening cries of insane people devouring one and going mad, what came out of that cell were songs and hymns and inspired songs. Those men were entering heaven already. They had the down payment. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Glory is your destiny, and nobody can take it away from you. You're free. This is your dignity. Friend, this is who you are. This is who you're called to be. Don't let the circumstances of life steal this truth from you. Live in this truth and walk in it, and Christ will give you his grace and freedom. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, in the year of mercy, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Use Words. St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.